All week, we've been supplying you with a soundtrack for the end of your year, some of our favorite music. Today, the legacy of Texas singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt.
Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find. Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find.
He once said he thought his life would run out before his work did. Turns out he was right. He died on New Year's Day, 1997, at the age of 52, after years battling depression and addiction. But his work lives on. Songs like Colorado Girl inspired a generation of incredible songwriters who followed in his footsteps, some in more ways than one, producing great music while struggling with addiction. Take Steve Earle, whose recordings of his mentor's hard-bitten and eloquent songs on his record, Townes, won a Grammy earlier this year for Best Album in the Contemporary Folk category, with songs like White Freightliner Blues.
I'm going down on the highway. Listen to them big trucks whine.
When we spoke with Steve Earle, he told us he based his recordings of these songs on seeing Townes Van Zandt play them live in concert.
He was one of the best solo performers I ever saw. I've seen a few people that were as good. Steve Goodman was as good as Townes was as a solo performer. Loudon Wainwright is. But it's a rare thing. But Townes, he didn't do anything. He just walked up and closed his eyes and started singing, and it was riveting, and it set very high standards for me and the other people. I was a member of a cult. We were all completely and totally, our lives, you know, revolved around Townes.
And given all that, what was it like when you actually first met him? Because do I understand this right? You were playing a show, and he was in the audience.
A show was overstating it. I was playing the Old Quarter, where Townes is, you know, one of his best records is a live record that was made at the Old Quarter. But when I played there, there were six people there, one of whom was Townes. The club owner's dog had fallen in love right in front of the stage during my first set. And during the second set, Townes showed up, and he began heckling me. He never made a sound while I was actually singing. But then between songs, he kept asking me. Well, he didn't ask me. He would yell at me and, you know, demand that I play the Wabash Cannonball. And finally, I played a song of his that had a lot of words called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, and he shut up.
Did he really say to you, you call yourself a folk singer and you don't know Wabash?
He did. I was when I admitted. I said, man, I don't know the Wabash Cannonball. He said, you call yourself a folk singer and you don't know the Wabash Cannonball. Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Well, that song, Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, is on your new CD. You trade verses with your son, Justin Townes, quite an honor, named your son after Townes. Let's listen to Mr. Mud, Mr. Gold.
The wicked king of clubs awoke. It was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burned. The sun's upon a gambling day. Queen smiled low and blissfully. Let's make some wretched fool to pay. And plain and
that's Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold from Steve Earle's new CD, Townes, on which he covers 15 songs by the late songwriter Townes Van Zandt. And Steve, the first song on your CD is Poncho and Lefty. Safe to say that that was Townes' signature song?
Yeah, the way he wrote, you know, people used to ask him about Poncho and Lefty, and he got so tired of it, he'd say, this song is about Billy Graham and the Guru Maharaji. You know, and it would be a different two guys that didn't have anything to do with each other every single time he introduced it.
Okay, so who is it about?
My theory is that all of these songs are about Townes.
Well, we know you have your guitar there. So can we hear Poncho and Lefty?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron and your breath as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but a favorite one, it seems. As she began to cry when we said goodbye. Poncho's a bandit boss. His horse is fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on a desert town in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the Federalists say, could they hit him in a day? We don't let him hang around. Out of kindness, I suppose. Let the cans and blues all night long like he used to. Dust the poncho bit down south and it up and left his mouth. The diddly poor poncho low left his flip through Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. How the Federalists say, could have hit him any day. We don't let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Poncho felt. Left us living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho, need your prayers, it's true, but save a few for left to do. He only did what he had to do. All the Federalists say, could have hit him any day. We don't let him hang around. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great Federalists say, we don't had him any day. We don't let him slip. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Welcome back to Here and Now and to our conversation with country folk artist Steve Earle about a CD tribute to his songwriting mentor, Townes Van Zandt. The CD, named simply Townes, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album this year.
I used to wake and run with the moon. Live like a rake and a young man.
With songs like Rake, Townes Van Zandt inspired a generation of fellow Texas songwriters, including Willie Nelson. But he died at 52 after years of hard living, passing on that lifestyle as well as his songwriting legacy to friends like Steve Earle.
The purpose of art, as far as I can tell from making it for a while, is I feel successful when I use my own experience and the things that I know the most intimately, and I find the common ground between me and the audience, the things that I care about and they care about, or even when I can make somebody care about something they didn't care about before, because I find our common ground. And Townes did that constantly by looking inward at himself and finding the parts of him that were universal, the parts of him that Townes was so good that you didn't even always know, you know, where he was touching you, you know, in the process of listening to his work.
Poncho and Lefty, a hit for Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, but Townes never really had a hit record himself. In fact, I'm learning that he couldn't keep his records in print. Why not? What happened?
The company that put out his records wasn't particularly stable. And he didn't involve himself with the business aspects of it in any way, shape, or form. He trusted other people to do all that.
Yeah.
He thought his job was to write songs. And Townes also, I think it's really important to remember that I don't consider Townes to be a misunderstood genius. He was an alcoholic, there's no doubt about that, and he had maybe some other stuff going on, but he was also one of the best songwriters I ever saw, and all those are completely separate issues.
Yeah.
You know, I had the same disease that Towns died of, and I didn't die of it. Why is that? You know, there's a certain amount of survivor's guilt involved in this project. Why didn't it get me, and why did I make more money than he did? Why do I make more money than a lot of the people that taught me how to do this? And but that's the way it is, and I'm not in charge of it. So it's one of those things. I do believe, and I witnessed Towns shooting himself in the foot almost constantly.
You almost witnessed him shooting himself elsewhere.
I know, but that really pissed me off.
I was going to ask about that.
It was one of those things. It made me really angry. And
Russian roulette. I mean, let's say it, you know, and he was drinking. And it's tough if you love someone to see him do that.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. It was sort of a punctuation mark for a while after that. I mean, I saw him, but I never drank with him again. And this is long before I quit drinking and quit taking drugs, but I never drank with him again.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person to be really mad at, you know, somebody who was drinking or drugging or, you know, playing Russian roulette while drunk. But, you know, you say that there's a little bit of survivor's guilt to the making of the CD. And yet, you know, also joy, also, you know, hearing all this music together, you know, you've got a son named after him. I'm just wondering, you know.
I mean, when I called him the day Justin was born, you know, that's a really example of the best things about Towns. He was way too humble when it came to his opinion of himself as a human being. And he knew how good he was. He knew he was Towns Van Zandt. And he knew that he deserved to be mentioned in the same, you know, sentence as Bob Dylan. But he also constantly sabotaged, you know, that. I don't know why. There was a part of him that didn't think that he was worthy of anything. But when I called him and told him that you know, I said, I got a boy. And he said, cool. And I said, his name, he said, what's his name? And I said, Justin Towns Earl. And there was just dead silence on the other end of the line. And then he said, is that after anybody in my family? And I didn't know anybody else in Towns' family. So it was kind of a silly question.
That's Steve Earle. His CD pays tribute to Towns Van Zandt. It's called simply Towns. Steve, as we go, can you play one more song for us? And if you get to pick, so which would it be?
Let's do Lungs, just because.
Lungs.
This song, in Towns' songbook, he said, there are little notes at the top where it normally says Italian things at the top of the sheet music.
Right.
And then, but in Towns' notation, it said for this song should be screamed. I want you lend your lungs to me. Mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's passing. Breath I take and breath I give. Pray the day ain't poison. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Our fingers walk the darkness down. Mine is on midnight. Gather up the gold you found. You fools on the moonlight. If you try and take it home, your hands are turned to butter. Better leave his dream alone, try and find another. Salvation said and crossed herself and called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a ship who killed the raging cancer. Seal the river at its map, take the waters prisoner. Fill the skies with screams and cries, bathing fiery answer. Strangers crying for in tongues, dirty up a doorstep. I'm not for one of you for two. Ain't got time for outside. I'll keep y'all in your lust for you. We'll tell the world that we tried.